in many ways that appeals to me, this notion of taking this lateral approach to try to solve a problem. And I must say, it's a problem that's come up in our consultation on so many communities, this problem of noisy parties, and yet I can understand that the police ways of handling it, I think under the PPRA, Police Powers and Responsibilities Act, would be very cumbersome, quite difficult.
I have to say, we haven't skinned that cat yet. We still have our noisy parties.
Yes.
It's good to see you moving this way
in cooperation between the council and the police.
There's always room for improvement, I can say that much. But yeah, we're trying to be working in unison to come up with a better solution.
Can I just say, just for your interest in terms of this, in the communities that I work in, what we've done from a professional perspective and Queensland
Health... Sorry, from a which perspective?
Professional perspective, Queensland Health perspective, because I go into the communities and do drug and alcohol work. What the police in my major communities that I'm working in, because the alcohol issues are social issues, basically. There are reasons people are drinking. There are little structure, little employment, overcrowded housing, all those social reasons that people do use alcohol as a coping mechanism. A lot of the times what is happening is we're getting direct referrals from the police for alcohol counselling, which is impacting on the house. We've also got some community initiatives similar to what is happening in Woorabinda with the Family Science Project, where there's no alcohol allowed in the house. Now, that's a community issue initiative that we're supporting. But we're finding with the referrals from the QPS directly prior to any criminal intervention, prior to any charges, anything like that, that we can get in there and attempt at some early intervention with them. And I think that that's probably, it's a good approach, it's a good whole of government approach. And you're not just dealing with charging somebody for drinking and committing those offences under the influence of alcohol. You're actually trying to attempt to sort the issue out from the start.
The underlying problem, yes. Well, that gets back to the issue that I think I raised this morning, that the police can't be expected to resolve all these issues merely by the normal standard policing activities, that it needs these other assistances. And quite frankly, I find that most encouraging to hear that these things are happening. And we will, when we go back to Brisbane, liaise with the Department of Communities with respect to their coordinating role that they're taking in all these areas to find out the directions in which all this is heading and take all that into account in our recommendations when we finally formulate those in our report. Has anyone got any other comments on this? Yes, Lynn.
About the noisy parties. When I lived in one street in Woorabinda, neighbours were very noisy. Parties all the time, fighting, bad language, smashing glass in the streets and throwing empty cans into our yard and onto our roof, and it was terrible. And we both had to get up and go to work the next day, yet they didn't have to, so they don't care, They're so inconsiderate. And this was going on a lot, and because of their consumption of alcohol and stuff like that, we didn't, go and approach them or anything like that. We thought that, it would only create a problem. So what I did, I wrote a letter to the council, because they're their houses. I wrote to the housing officer at the time, sitting beside me here, and I quoted from the tenancy agreement about, your responsibilities to your neighbours and your responsibilities about who your visitors were. I just quoted straight out of that. And I also mentioned that I'd call the police and how the police were reluctant to go to places like that for their own safety. And so what I did was I sent a copy of that letter to the police and was a formal complaint. What Lawrence did was he called that tenant in, and I don't know what was said, but he spoke to the person. And apparently it wasn't her, the tenant, it was all her children, because she wasn't living there. She got the house, but all her kids lived there. And it was fixed, eh? And the police straight away put a notice up that they weren't going to tolerate any more noisy parties, and notice from the police went everywhere. And I mentioned in my letter, it wasn't just for purely selfish reasons for myself, but in that little area where I lived, there were about 8 or 9 people who had to get up and go to dialysis in Rockhampton. And they go to dialysis 3 times a week. Some go Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. Others go Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays. So, they weren't getting any rest. and a lot of them were complaining.
Yes.
And they don't have phones in the house, they don't have mobile phones to ring the police. So, yeah, it was a good outcome for everybody.
That's good.
But I just used the letter writing way of doing it.
You know, the issue of concern to me in some of these is that I understand that on many occasions it means that the children don't get the proper sleep and
that's
then
right.
don't go to school
that's
the next day,
people,
and that's a compounding problem.